Even a broken clock is right twice a day. That's what they say about people who are supposed to be crackpots. It's the idea that there is a moment in time when even the most outlandish contention, the most eccentric point of view, the most unlikely person somehow lines up with shifting reality to produce, however fleetingly, what many perceive to be the truth. But to accept the notion of the broken clock is to embrace the established rationalist parameters of time. 24 hours a day, day after day, years arranged in ascending numerical order, decade after decade, eon upon eon. A forever forward march to an undetermined future, world without end. Amen. For some people like the late Milton William Bill Cooper, collector of clocks, time did not work that way. American shortwave talk show host, author, and lecturer during the millennial period of the late 1980s onward to the advent of the current century, Bill Cooper chose not to adhere to the mandated linear passage of existence. This wasn't because Cooper, a voracious reader and self-schooled savant, was anti-science or anti-intellectual. He believed in evolution, and like his philosophical hero, Aristotle, Cooper treasured the supremacy of knowledge and its acquisition. For Cooper, the entire span of time, the beginning, the middle, and the end, was all equally important. But there could be no doubt where the clock had stopped. A minute to midnight. That was Bill Cooper's time. Cooper sought to dramatize the compounding urgency of the moment on The Hour of the Time, the radio program he broadcast from 1992 until November of 2001. His resonant, sometimes folksy, sometimes fulminating voice filling the airwaves via satellite hookups and shortwave frequencies. Nearly every episode of The Hour of the Time began the same way, with the show's singular opening, one of the most arresting sign-ons in radio history. It starts with a blaring air raid siren, a blast in the night. This is followed by a loud, distorted electronic voice. "Lights out," comes the command, as if issued from a penitentiary guard tower. "Lights out for the hour of the time. Lights out for the curfew of your body, soul, and mind." Dogs bark, people shriek, the bleat of the still half-sleeping multitudes. There is the sound of tramping, jack-booted feet growing louder, closing in. Now is the time, a minute to midnight, 60 seconds before total enslavement. One last chance. Some citizens will rise, if only from not quite yet atrophied muscle memory. They will shake themselves awake as their forebears once did at Lexington and Concord, heeding Paul Revere's immortal call. They will defend their homes, families, and the last shreds of the tattered Constitution, the most close to perfect political document ever produced. The vast majority, however, won't even get out of bed. Some will cower under the covers, but most will simply roll over and go back to sleep. They slept through life, so why not sleep through death? This is how it will be at a minute to midnight, according to Bill Cooper. At the end of time, a broken clock is always right.